Sign of the times.
Good morning.
Towards the end of this week's parsha, on the pasuk Vayikvaru Oisei Yitzchok V'Yishmol, says Rashi, Mikan She'Oso Yishmol Tshuva. The fact that Yishmol let Yitzchok go first, Achrei he did Tshuva. The source of Rashi is Gemara Baba Basra after Zayin, that the Gemara quotes a memory. That Yishmol did tshuva, says the Gemara Minolon. Says the Gemara, Ki hod Ravino Rav Chama bar Buzi, Ki avi Yosef kameh de Rava. These two Tanoim were sitting before Rava, v'kame namnim Rava. Rava was falling asleep, was dremeling. Omerle Ravino Rav Chama bar Buzi, he asked him, Vadei damrisu kol misa sheyesh bo gevia zui misas in shesadikim. Is it correct? Are you certain that the statement that you said, whenever time it says in the Chumash Vayigva, is an expression which is used by Mitzvah Sadikim? I'm really in. I der hamabul says Vayigva, right? So he says Anan Gviya Vasifa Karbin. We're both Gviya Vasifa. V'yishmal Diksive Gviya Vasifa, right? Adahochi Isayer B'Rava. Rava woke up in this discussion. Omer lehu dardiki kindlach hochi amir Rabbi Yochanan. I'm saying this dafka. You'll soon see why. Rabbi Yochanan, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Yishmol also tshuva b'chay oviv. Yishmol did tshuva in the life of Avram. Shenemar vayikbru oisa yitzok v'yishmol bonav. Frek the Gemara v'hawatz teraye v'dilma derech achmosim g'choshlu. Maybe the Torah Kedoshah, when it lists the event, it writes in the order of chachmah, older, who had an older passport. And Yishmol was older than Yitzchak, 13 years. El me'ato. Maybe, no. Maybe Yitzchak went first Derech HaChmosim, yeah? Yeah? Omer Lei. So he asked it. El me'ato v'yikvaro yizayak Esav v'yankiv bonov. Where Esav comes first, right? Is the Charaya that what? Yeah. Okay, so now, it's a charaya that Yishmol did. True, fine. You do a Bashar Basra. I remember hearing this as a little child. Mamre is in short trousers, my father, right? It's brought down in the Kuntas Achrin, in the back of the Sefer Chanukah Sateir from the Rebbe Heschel. Though the Rebbe Heschel was a young little boy, and a Bashashatchim came to make a shidduch, and he heard the Hashem Tzuchatz as a Ilui, as a genius. So he wanted to fire him. So Punkti was in a place. So he says, Shaskent, you know, no big deal to make Epis HaPilpul in a Gemara. Take any, a person who's an Emes HaChachem could take any Sefer at random. So he took a Spunkti, it was a Siddur, and he opened up at random, and it came to the Braiser of Yishmol Oimer. The little boy thought for, others say, by the way, the story happened to the Rebbe of Yonis, it could happen to both. He opened up a Siddur, which happened in front of them, and it came to the, opened up to the page, Rabbi Yishmol Oimer, B'Shoshes Shemitah Sarin Yadosh. He thought for a minute, and he said, three kashas. First of all, the kasha of the Yishmol and Yuma. Which Jewish father is going to name his son Yishmol? The Gemara says in Yuma, V'shem Rishorim Yirkov, Le'maskin and B'shmayu, you're now to name after a Rasha. Rabbi Nachmanel says, if you name your kid after a Rasha, he'll end up with his teva, won't be good. You'll do it, if you'll see them, etc., etc. Asher Alkin, why is he called Rabbi Yishmol? Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yishmol Oimer. Normally, the Derech HaShas is, when there's a Machloikis, you say Rabbi Yishmol Oimer. If it's a Dover, which is Muslim L'chuli, I'm going to say, Omar Rabbi Yishmol. What's the, why is it, here is Rabbi Yishmol Oimer. Then you have a Kal Prat, Pratukal. There's a rule, an axiom we have, that Emukdu Mukhar Bataira, right? So who said it's a Kal Prat? Maybe it's a Pratukal. There's no order. El Al-Kor, you have to say, as Tosfos says in Pesachim Davov, right? That L'chuli Alma, right? Bechad in Yonah, in one context, there's a muktam amuch. Otherwise, you can't learn kalu prata prata klal. Right? Oh, so where does the Gemara in Baba Basra, Rabbi Yochanan, learn that Yishmol did tshuva, vayikbru oizai, yitzak v'yishmol. And therefore, his parents named him Yishmol. Oh, but maybe ain't muktam amuch rabatoira. Right? And right? So that's not Rabbi Yishmol. His parents called him Yishmol. Because Bechad in Yonah, there's always a muktam umuchar. Therefore, the fact that he was called Yishmol, that itself gufas oimer, that the shleishes yibidus pater, and therefore you could dash and kalu prato kalu chal v'chulu. That's a very, very famous word. This part and others for him, in whatever. Okay, fine. Lefizeh, I found in the Medrash Yehoinason from the Rebbe of Yehoinason, right? It says that shot in a famous Medrash Pliya, Hayom Ro Vayonis, Ma Ro, right? What did the Yam see that is split? So the Medrash famously says, Brice of the Rabbi Shmuel Ro. It's sort of Brice of Rabbi Shmuel. And there's hundreds of Tiruchi, Meforshim, what's shot? Nervos. Chazal say in Medrash that when the Yam, when it came to the time to split, so the Yam was toyim before the Eibishter, Manishtanu Elu Me'elu, Halalo Eiv Davai Dezora, Halalo Eiv Dezora, to which the Eibishter answered, these did tshuva, Yidin did tshuva, and therefore you have to split. Right? Which is totally in the big machlokes, which is really what I wanted to talk about today, but unfortunately I'm not going to have time. So we'll leave it for another gelegenheit. Fantastic lomdus. Does tshuva help for a goy? You do it, the Tanchum and Hazinu versus Ninveh, you know. I want to speak about Yishmol, Odom, Kayin, the various, whatever. But that's another whole shmuz, right? The whole machlok is if it holds the Shaklavatari, if Tshuva helps for a goy, right? The fact that his name was Rabbi Yishmol is a Charaya Kanal, that Tshuva helps for what? A goy. Yes? Is when the Yam didn't want to split because it was his tiny that it was the Eden were over the Dezora. And it's a whole shakl of atari of tshuva helps for a goy. So Maro, Braiser de Bishmol, when it saw the Braiser de Bishmol, right? In the Charaya, you could do tshuva. Therefore, his father named him Yishmol, right? And therefore, this he split. Alderich said there's a Pirush from the Divrei Yoel, from the Satmar Rebbe, and don't ask me a question on this. So you have to understand the Satmar in Satmar Rebbe. But there's another famous Medrash Pliya, by Hayom Ro Vayon Ismar Ro, Ro Yisrael, Ro Yisrael, Uruchush Mitzrayim Biyod. They saw the Eden come with all the beads of Mitzrayim in their hands. What's the Raya from beads? Because you have a lot of money, that makes it the Yam should split, right? The Satmar Rebbe then quotes the second Braisa. He saw the Yam, saw the Braisa of the Rishmol. He explains as the Yam and Ketaini, why should I split? The Gzeira was, Vavodum vi'inu oizom arba me'yashon. Time hasn't come. Therefore, the Tanai hasn't yet come to fruition. Right? Nervos, when the Yam saw that Yidin went out with the Ruchush Mitzrayim, his Taina was Nista. Why was it Taina, right? Because the Chura, right? The pasuk says V'achin Yitzu B'Ruchush God, and that's after the Avodah V'Inu Esamar Me'Rishon. So it's a Charaya that somehow, according to Eddie Cheshbin, the 400 years the Chuyv was the spot was paid up, right? Aber it says the Satmar Rebbe, if you're going to say Ein Mukter Mucha Batoira, so maybe the Ruchush Gadol comes before the Ashlama of the Arba Meyashon. I'm like, Kedivre HaRamban, the whole Mikra, the whole Pasuk there is Mesuris, whatever. That's what I'm just being made on you, right? So therefore, maybe it's the Ruchush Gadol B'Yodom is not a Raya that what? That the time has already, the Arba Meyashon has lapsed. But then he saw the price of Yishmol. And the fact that he was called Yishmol is the Chalai Yishmol, the Tshuva. What's the Raya? Maybe in Mukhtum Bukha Batayra, right? Is Al Korchach Bechad in Yono? There is a Seder. So when he saw the price of the Yishmol, Al Korchach is a Seder in Al Kaponim in one context, right? So the fact that Eden came now, Beruchush B'Yodom, is the Chalai the 400 years are finished, right? Is the Chalai that the Yam has to split. Okay, and there's a whole to understand whatever. The fizeh vetrecht, noch a famous medrash plea of the same pasuk. Hayom ro vayono ismar ro aroini shel Yosef. What the world's aroini shel Yosef got to do with the context? Because it says in another medrash that when it came the time for the yam to split, it didn't want to. It says to Moshe, "You want to split me? Ani kosh shimcho. I'm older than you." He's saying the same time in the medrash by Yeshua when he wanted the seat, the sun to stand still. I'm older than you. I have seniority, I have more power than you. Right? The Yam was created on the third day, and you were created on the sixth day. Nervos, it says in Sforim, B'Shem de Manam Zakuta, one of the great Mekubolim, in Klippa, in evil, It's always the shita is that why people if they have a desire, why did it, why are they connected Meshubah to Klipa? Because the Klipa is always muktim to the pri. First comes the husk, the shell, and then comes the peri, right? So therefore, the tainus of the Ivdei Avei Dezora and then the Klipa Akadmoinim was that everything which is muktim bibriya odif. The earlier you come, you show your passport, you have seniority, you have more power. Everything underneath is meshubid to the earlier powers. And that's what Lovan HaRosha said to Yankov Avinu, Le'yasa came bim kimeinu, in our place, in the makam of Klipa, Sitrachra, Lase Satsir Lovan HaBechira. We always give covet to the what? The older one. Aber Yidin, Adas B'nei Yisrael, we go after Kedusha, which is the pre. We don't go after the seniority in the passport, in the birth certificate, right? Right? The Iker Bayas is not Tegdima B'zman, the Iker Bayidin is Tegdima B'mail. And therefore he explains a Gemara in, a deep shot in the Gemara in Soit Daf Lamed Vov. Everyone knows when it came to the Yam, it was a Gans Machloikas Aleyam. First the Bnei Binyamin came, and they jumped in the sea. And Yehuda, Rigmasa, Yehuda started stoning Bnei Binyamin. And Kofetz Nashim, and I mean, no, the Gans Tumul. What's Tutsukso? Now the Yamak, Yitainit, and Yikashish Bimcha. I'm older. The older, the Mukdim, is Odif. To which Binyamin said, Faket, the Mu'ukhar is Odif. Which is the youngest of all the Yud Bei Shifteka? Binyamin. And yet, where does the Eibishter build his Beis HaMikdosh, Ben Seif of Shochein, in the Beis HaMikdosh, in Chelek of Binyamin? Is the Charaya Faker that the Me'ucher Shabbat Bri is out of? The later you come, you have more Adifus. One second. Yes? Does the Binyamin get tainted? Yehuda, who also wanted the Beis HaMikdosh in his Chelek, the whole, there was a Chutz HaSikr, where did Yehuda say that? No, it's not the Me'ucher Bri Adif. It's that, but how does he answer the Tainus Hayom that I'm the Muktam, and therefore I'm Odif, right? He said, look, I'm son number four. But who is Yairish the Melucha? Not Reuven, not Shimon, not Levi. Why number four, Chaps the Melucha? So the Pasuk says in Tilim, Ho Yisrael Yehuda Lekotch. Because Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, right? Is therefore, he was what? He got the Melucha. Is a charaya that is not contrary to the Tainus Hayam. It's not muktam bizman, which is odif. It's muktam bimaila. And therefore, I want the Beit HaMikdash to be built to me. It's not because of mu'ukher or muktam, but it goes according to maila. This forum explained. Oy bazoi, I understand the medrash. Hayom rov ayonis. What did the Yam see that is split? I don't initial Yosef. Because of all the shifteka, whom did Yankov love, Yisrael of, as Yosef? He was the Ben Zkunim. He was the one who all the other shifteka were, he was the melech upon them. Al-Korchach was Minzogin, Dachshivus, Be'echus is Odif, right? And therefore, what? That Soyser, the Taina of the, yeah. Okay, it's all very Gishmak. Lefi zeh, I can understand nocha kasha, but in pshat, which is always a simple kasha. What's the raya that Yishmol did tshuva? Because he let Yitzhak go first at the kvura of Avram. Now Rashi already told us, Vateira sores ben hogar hamitzris asher yoldo l'Avram mitzachik. What's that he was mitzachik? They had a shalitzonus, had a good joke. Mitzachik is Avodah Zorah, Mitzachik is Gilui Arayos, Mitzachik is Shvichas Dom. So a guy who's an Oyved Avodah Zorah, Megal Arayos, and Shvichas Dom, a murderer, a heathen, a pagan, a lowest, low life, the fact that he became a gentleman at his father's Levaya, and you go first, the dos is a raya that Oys Shvichas Dom, and Oys Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, what's the raya from the post? What's happening in a way? So I saw two mahalchins, just two ways. There's a sefer called Yevakshu Torah from Pinchas Roberts, which he brings to the old Mashgiach of Gates, said, Meir di Gavort. Says, the Torah says that Sora saw that Yishmol was what? Mitzach. Come along Chazal, it's Tesefta in Soita, Medesh Rabbah, this was the drasha of Achoykas actually between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shemri Achoyam, in Kamakeme, for another time. Rabbi Akiva is the one who dashes, what does Schoik mean? Havid Zorah, So the Mashgiach in Geitzer asked, why did the Torah Oibazoi, when he wants to underscore how the rishus, the shchisus of Yishmael, why did he say mitzachik? And then you have to learn from Gzeir Shova that the schuik is avay dezor gil raya zvich dom. Why did it say klar that he's a shevich dom and v'chul v'chul? Why did it say it in the word schuik? So he explained a beautiful word, which is very emes al pi musur. It's a very musur haskel and chinuch of children. The etzem Yishmael was not a mushus be'etzem. He was not an oiver avay dezor megal raya zin shevich dom be'etzem. Nervous. His whole problem was what you call today, in today's politically correct, low self-esteem. He's an older boy, 13 years older than his younger half-brother. What? But the end of the day, to whom does Avram and Sarah shower their entire love? When he had a bris, garnish, they gave a kichel and shul. When Yitzhak, had a bris, they had a Mishnah Gadol, and all Gedolei Olam were invited. He has problems with his self-esteem. In other words, he had terrible kina. He's jealous, kefel. And you see, Chazal, Rashi brings that he was boasting. You, Malzuch, as an eight-day-old child, you had no bechira. I, Mal, when I was 13 years old, I had bechira, and nevertheless, he held himself to be greater, not only in Shonim, but in Maila, from Yishmael. He held himself from Yitzhak. Yishmael held himself to be infinitely superior. The end of the day, it's Yitzchak who gets all the attention. So what is a child who's in school, who has civil sibling rivalry with an older brother? What does he do when he can't handle it? He rebels. And he's going to find his COVID, his whatever, elsewhere. So he goes into Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos and Shvichas Damim. Poshet, the Yesoid is not a Hashchosa Be'etzer. The Yesoid is an expression of his deep down, if you'd be a psychiatrist, put you on the couch, it's an expression of his deep down sense of inferiority, of his terrible jealousy to his younger brother Yitzchak. And then, segeitim nishin besmedrish in Yiddishkeit, so it becomes an oyved avodah zarah. Here I will show you that I'm superior to that batel in Yitzchak. I'm the one who... Rabbi Robert says, Amir Digavort, he says, how does the Torah describe? It says, Sorosor es ben hogar hamitzris pesach. He had a name. You could have said Sorosor, Yishmael was Mitzach. Why does it doesn't have a name? Ben Hogar HaMitzvahs. Because this is exactly what happened to Hogar. Hogar was married to Avram, right? Und sie gehalten groß. And when all the Matronis came to be Messiahs and Sors, that Abitzin, everyone comes to get brachas from her. Chazal say that Hogar would tell them, she's a gornish. She would berate her, she would degrade her, she would mavaza Sarah. Vatekel gvirta be'eno, right? She mavaza the gvir. And this is, again, different shivchok yirish gvirta, right? So where did Yishmael get this trait of terrible jealousy? So the Torah calls him Sorosor as Dante Yishmael, Ben Hogar Hamitris. He yashin it from his mother. And therefore, he explains, that's why the pasuk says, "Vayera hadover me'oy be'enei Avram," to send away Yishmael. If he's mamish a mushchis, get rid of him, beat it, scram. Elamai Avram Avinu understood chunas hanefesh. Sekum nishvun zich, mitara hashchos be'etzem. It comes because of this kino. There's a psychological reason for it. So Avram felt he's capable to be mekarevim tachas kanfeyashkin. Now you understand also why it says by Yishmael that the Eibishtus heard the cries of the child, Basher Ushom. So, okay, Rashi says, Yidin, the Malachi Ashar is tainted, that Yidin will die in thirst, the Yishmael. Okay, you can't punish him now for Basher Ushom, for what his children will do in the future bye, when Yidin go into Golos. Oh, Basher Ushom is not even Avedah Zorah, why would we dan him in Midas Harachmim? Because this hashchosa wasn't hashchosa be'etzen, it was hashchosa machmas kina. Oy bazoi, says Rav Roberts, I now understand what's the raya that he did tshuva from the fact that what? He was makdim Yitzchok to himself, because since his whole avid zora, his whole hashchosa came because of his kinna, the fact that he let Yitzchok go first is the charayah that he was goyver on the kinna. You're goyver on the kinna, on the cause of everything is mistama that death memela, the other avir is he also did true. The emes, I saw this in Meshach, ke'ein zeh mamish Meshach Chochma, with a shtickle difference. The Meshach Chochma brings the pirush of the Sefurno, right? That what's up mitzachik? Why was he mitzachik? He literally laughed. That when they made a mishta godel, Rashi there says the leitzonei hador came and say, "Mishta godel, ich mer mishta godel, mavi melech nesabra sora." So Yitzchak picked up the leitzonei. Yishmol picked up the leitzonei. So he also laughed at Yitzchak. Ich mer a yirush, ich mer a ben. So what was his tshuva? In the nekudas ha'etzem of his chet, so his akdom, his shuva was that he let Yitzchak go first. I saw in the modern, the new Meshech Chochma, the Madir, the Kuperman from Israel, from the Meshech Chochma comes always that he did shuva, but a shuva for what? For the kinnah. But Eina Chanami, you can't learn the fact that he let Yitzchak with a gentleman, that he was a gentleman, he had no more kinnah, because kinnah like, over that he did that tshuva on the Avay Dezorah, Gilazir Yechazdamim, Ladafka. I'm just pointing out the slight nuanced difference between these two approaches. Over Lefi, what I said before, the Chayzah David, who brings B'Shem, the Maram Zakutin, that the emes is in Klippa, it always go according to what? That which is called them. The Klippa comes before the Pri. Right? If Yishmol would still be Dovuk and Klippa and evil, then he wouldn't have let Yitzchak go first. So the fact that he let Yitzchak go first is a charaya that itself was that he was doing tshuva on his avodah zarah, because that's the derech of avodah zarah. Okay. So lefi kol hanal, this is the introduction. Lefi kol hanal. So pashtus Yishmol did tshuva. I'm a little child. I go to cheder. Rashi said so. Rashi said both here the fact that Yikbaro is a Yitzchak v'Yishmol, which is a chazal Gemara Babasir, and later Vayigva. Says Rashi, this is Pasha. Gvi is always a lashon by tzaddikim. So is the charaya that what? The truth. Alderach say you find in Medrash, on the pasuk, Va'ato, Avram was promised, Va'ato tovel avisecha b'seva, bisrei. I didn't sleep a whole night, two nights in a row, so I'm a bit whatever. Va'ato tovel avisecha b'sholoi, bisrei shiesh la'oviv, terach etzachedek l'mabo. The cover, b'sever teiva, b'sroi the ebe shetal b'sheg shmol is the tshuva. Chanoch araya, chazal the tshuva. Nishna dos on the pasuk, v'ashem beirach as Avram bakol. What's the bakol? One of the days is she'also yishmol tshuva. So I have all according to that yishmol tshuva. Gevald, not gevald. It wasn't see, but at the end of the parsha, towards the end, mamish, when eile lidlosh napotiv, eile shnei chayi yishmol, this life of yishmol, ma'as shona 100 years. Ushloishim shana, 30 years, v'sheva shana, and 7 years. Right? L'chur ishver. By Sora it says, v'chai Sora ma'e me'e shana v'esim shana v'sheva shanim. Here Rashi says, baskuf ke baskof, and baskof ke bazayim, hakol shavim l'tev, als holiers. By Avram, where it said, look at the Lashon, it's very important, the Lashon. By Avram, it says, Ve'eile yimei shnei chaye Avram ashechoy. Ma'as shono, v'shivim shono, v'chami shonim. Again, bas kuf ke bas ayin, ben kuf ke bas ayin, and bas ayin ke ben hei. Gevaldig Avram. What are you going to dashen by Yishmol? Roiv shonov, it was not by the Zorgi, he made a deathbed conversion, as the expression goes, right? Shkoyach, the end of his life, right? What, when, where, hello? How could you say, kulum shovim l'tayva? Right? Be'emes, you look in Ramban, in the beginning of this week's parsha, v'zel l'shoyni, when Rashi says, baskuf ke baskof, kulum shovim l'tayva, says the Ramban, quote, ve'ein medrash izenochin, Rashi is incorrect, shari b'shnei chay yishmol nemer also, k'shnei chay avram, v'lohi yishovim b'tayva, ele mitchili with a rosho, l'besayif as a true. Hello. That's good for the reason from the pasuk at the end by Yishmol that the Ramban refuses to learn like Rashi by Sora 127. You look in the Balei Tosfos Al HaTorah. The Ramban's Kasha and Rashi is not Shver. They don't bring the Ramban, obviously, but right? because since he did tshuva, he became gersh and his gayer the cotton shindu yiludomi ki ilu lufnei amokim kol yom of b'tshuva. So says the Balei Tosfos al Hatorah. If you look in the Pirush Harivo al Hatorah, which is one of the Balei Tosfos, there the Balei Tosfos is not so satisfactory. The Pashtos, because even if you say gershin is gayer kotton shindu yiludomi, if you're Balshuva is a form of Geiris, Gevaldig, but then you start from now. How is the Kulum Shavim L'Teiva? So the Pirush HaRivo brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Rabbi Yochum, and he says, Gevaldig Achirish, Yishmol Ditshuva, like Bali Teisvis, or a Tshuva Mehava. And a Tshuva Mehava is doing this not like Zochias, in the Kisignan Hayadua, the Chosofer always quote, the cheeseburger from McDonald's becomes like a Kochim. Right? The Aveira Guf is this happening to a mitzvah, and therefore you could say what? Kulum Shalom L'Teiv. Hello? Just parenthetically, someone, there's a sefer called Zera Yankover, Yankov Ginsburg, who was the Abbezna Prague. And he brings from this Machaber, what in Likutim Hain, Meuridig of Vort. Now I understand it. The Rashi says that what? Right? That he did Shuvah. The Gemara says in Yuma Dapi of Hechidomi Bal Tshuva, Omer Reb Yehuda, Kigoyin Shabal Yodli Dvar Erva, Pam Rishoyinu Shnia, Upi Anitzel Imen, and you're safe from Dvar Erva. Machve Reb Yehuda, Boisi Isha, Boisi Perek, Boisi Makum. Right? Kumtuis, if a person sinned when he was young and his hormones were flowing, and he did tshuva and out the terach and that nothing works anymore, right? The hatish can tshuva shlem. Not the same tshuva. Is that by Yisrael Yisrael by Zimokim? Or Yisrael by Yishmol, gizindik as a youngster, right? When did he do tshuva and out the B'chaya Avram. How old was he by the kfur of Avram? 90. Aglob was 90, whatever. I don't know. Everyone should be, 90. 90 is not a youngster, not a spring chick, as we say. Hello? Therefore, says the Zeri, 90 is, more than halfway down, Okay? But it's not, it's a youngster. So therefore, he says, that's good. He says, that's pshat. Since the Pasuk says he was 100 years and 30 years and whatever, and change, right? And so we learn by him, bas ben kuf ki ben shloishim. In Pirkei Avos, we say ben shloishim. 30 is the epitome of koyach. And we say when he was 100, he was like 30. Oy bazo, he was the same koch. Is a charaya that he did a shuva shleimo. A nice word for every pichachum ches. Ober de chizkuni says, the kasha from the Ramban on Rashi, why by Yishma also, it says, then it's Ladaf Yidishu, Ladaf Kitarayevin's boss, Nervos. By Sor, it says, Hichai Sor, Mea Shono. It could have said Mea Vesrim, Vesheva Shonim. Why does it say Mea Shono, right? It's a Karaya Kulum Shalom, Tayyib Baskuf Kibaskov. By Yishmol, what does the Pasuk say? Not Mea Shono, Ma'as Shono. What could possibly, could you say Vahi Chai Mei Yishmol Ma'as and not have Shona afterwards? Doesn't make sense. Hello? You have to say Ma'as Shona. So you can't darshin the Bas Kuf, the Ben Kuf Kibas, Ben Laman. It's a ridiculous. One second. The only Shaili you'll ask is from Avram. But Avram Itaka says Ma'as Shona. So the Chizkuni al Asar says by Avram it says Yimei Shnei Chayiv, which is Miyusur. Asher Alkin Chazal could weiter dashen this extra bas kufke bas ayin and bas ben kufke bas ben ayin uben ayin geben hey yeah. But by Yishmol there was no it puts it ma'as shana has to follow. Is a no raya that what? Is no raya that kulum shavim l'tev. Right? So you have a machloikis, it seems, how to learn what's going on here. The biggest problem is, Rashi later says, on this pasuk, Ve'elu shnei chaye Yishmol, says Rashi, lo mo nishnu shnoisosil Yishmol, why did the Torah reckon, who cares about Yishmol's life? Kidei liyaches shnois Yankov. The cheshbon of Yankov Avinu and the 14 years in Beis Shem Va'Eiver is learned from what? Is learned from comparison to in the shnois of Yishmael. Says the Sifsei Achamim, what's the kash of Rashi lomo nishnu shnois of Yishmael? Don't say that it's kulam shavim. It's really a likud. It's from the mashal, Rabbeinu mashal, that you shouldn't say that when it says 100 years and 30 years and whatever by Yishmael is like Avram and Sarah. It only was written. It wasn't shavim l'toiva. He lived most of his life in rishus, right? He shoiled the pirush of Tosfos, right? Right. Yes. Even though the Chura by Avram Avinu also, the Forshim explained, that there's a day we discussed last week, that Avram was 48 when he cured his boyri. Now Avram did tshuva, but a tshuva mehav. And the Rambam famously says in the beginning of Perek Yud, tshuva, Avram is the Roish of Oyavei Hashem. The Chayin Sarah. Right? So by Avram you could say he did tshuva mehav, and the Zoyin is Nasloi. So you could say kulum shavim l'tayve, even if Avram he could have buried ben memches. Mash enkin, you cannot. It's illogical to say l'chura that Yishmael did true mehav. The chido is marich, right? Therefore, you can't say kulum shavim l'tayve. So why, if he didn't do it, that tshuva, how could you say that all of his life was shavim l'tayve, right? So it must be that the pirush is in order to be to, the emes hazoi. It's very, very a big problem. I could take each issue separately, but the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Kuvdalot, a principle, an axiom, bro mezake avua and abba loy mezake bro. Dichsev umi uvein miyodi matzil, that not Avram could save Yishmael and not Yitzchak could save Esav. So all the Meforshim answer is Chaim Alasar. If Yishmael did tshuva, what does he need Avram to save? Yes. And he says, by the way, and you can't say that this Gemara in Sanhedrin is chilek on the Gemara in Baba Basra, that maybe Yishmael didn't do tshuva. Because, so why are there people called Tanoim, Akdashim called Yishmael? And the emes is, if you look in the Tosfos Rishonim, in Yuma, on this Gemara, you can't name after Rishoyim, and so says in Tosfos Harosh, Taka Sugis Mechulokis. The Gemara in Baba Basra holds that he did do tshuva. And the Gemara Sanhedrin hold this sugya ain't beyond the matzil that Avram couldn't save Yishmael. The Chayyim Yishmael didn't do tshuva. Or machloikas tanoi, machloikas hasugis. Right? Ah, you have the kasha. So if they had any father name is Kid Yishmael. What? No, so, it's kama v'kamatirus. Right? Number one, if you could say that machloikas, right? Yeah. But before I even begin to ask that question, let me. The real problem is the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudzayin, Lomo Nishnu Shnoisav Shel Yishmol. The same question Rashi means al Torah, right? Who cares about Yishmol? Only to Miyachis, says Rashi. The same Rashi from our parasha, same author. Lomo Lonu Limnois Shnois Harishroim. Is a charaya that Rashi Hakodesh calls Yishmol Shnois Harishroim. And the Turi Evin al Asaritz, I don't know what was Doichik Rashi to go away from the Pshat that, right? So the Havas Eisen on the in Yankiv wants to say that Sugis Mechulokis. Can't say that. Because the Gemara, who's the man, the Omer, in the Gemara of Baba Basra? That Yishmael did Tshuva. When Rava got up, Dardiki Hochi Omar, Rabbi Yochanan. Who is the author of the Gemara in the Gemara which said that what? Right? Who is the author of the Gemara that said, ah, that Yishmael did tshuva? Rabbi Yochanan. And who is the author who says that ein biyodi matzil, right? Yes? Lomba nimnu shleisa shel Yishmael. Two places, in Megillah Daf Yudzayin, and in Yevamis Daf Samach Dalet. And there it's brought b'shei, who's the Omar Mar in Megillah? In Yevamis, it's brought down Rabbi Yochanan. What's the kasha? Hello? There are tirutz of this. I'm not going to have time to explain it, but there are tirutz of this. Okay? Ah, you'll ask me, so why did anyone call this kid Yishmael? So, okay. Stutzich Welten, Rishonim asked this question, right? The Rosh in the Tosfos Rishonim said the machlokes is sugis. Okay, Nochazach. When there are tzaddikim called in a certain name and Rishonim called in another name, could you call your kid Menashe? How many fine Eluch tzaddikim Tosfos time were called Menashe? Right, Menashe was one of the sons of Yosef. Either is a Menashe ben Chizkiyo, a Rosh Marusha, even a Zor Machlokes Yabakti Zoravim. So I'm naming after the tzaddik. So if you have a name that both tzaddikim and Rishonim have. So Yishmol, does it Yishmol? I looked up the svarim on Tanoim, the list told us Tanoim of Amiroyim. Do you know how many Tanoim are called in Amiroyim are called Yishmol? I got a whole list, right for the goals, throughout Bava. Unbelievable. You have Svardish, big tzaddikim are called Yishmol. You know, in recenter times, right? So I called after the tzaddik, I didn't call after the Russian. Some say it depends who came first. Well, the whole tumul in Poskim, right? That's number one. Shall is what did the first guy who called his kid Yishmol hold? So maybe Taka, as you say, he held Gemara Omar, the Gemara Mavasra, and subsequent generations didn't name after if they held Fakert, but they named after Yishmol Kohen Gadol, not after Yishmol Ben Avram. What is it? Number one. Number two, as you correctly point out, the Rishonim already say, when it's a name that's written in the Torah, moreover, it's a name that the Eibishter gave, Ayre Malach, as a name you're allowed to give. Okay? Moreover, there's a Pnei Yeshua. You know the Gemara in Ksuvis? Shnei Dayani Gzeiris HaYubishalayim. One of them was called Chanon Ben Avi Sholim. Says Chosvis Al Asar Rabbeinu Tam. His name is Bedai Avi Sholim, not Avshalom. Because Avshalom is the Chalosha. He was murdered by Oviv. He forfeited his Chedek Lodom Haba. You can't call Avshalom, you call him Avi Sholim. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Lula in the Mistafina from whatever amount of time, I would have said, right? There could have been plenty of people. That when are you Lemaskin and Bishmayu, Shem Rishonim Yirgov, is only when the name Gufa is Meira on Rishus. Amoshel, Doyig. You ever see anyone call this kid Doyig? Because Gemara says in the head in Dafkavav that when it was called Doyig, the Ebishter said, all right, I'm Doyig that he shouldn't be Chayzer, whatever. You ever see anyone called Esav? Because Esav is Doshov Shabarosi. We tighten the name. Mashenke in a name like Yishmol, which doesn't in itself mean anything rishus. On the faith, the Abishter gave it to us. So there's no kasha to say that you have to, mukhruch to say that someone's called Rabbi Yishmol, that's Alkin Yishmol ben Avram Dichu. So the machloikis, Mamas. The emes is Libi Oimerli, the Heinti Gezeiten, Dor Basro, Dor Bis Mashiach. It's not Kedai to Melamis Chus on Yishmol. Because we all know, that's my own feeling, I don't know, right? The Zohar HaKadosh says that 400 years, the Sar of Yishmol, tiny before the Abishter, that since Yishmol was Mal, just like Avram, therefore he has to get Eretz Yisrael, just like Avram. Right? Because Eretz Yisrael and Bris Mila, as we discussed many times, says the Zohar HaKadosh, Vai al hu zimna di Yishmol, woe to the day that Yishmol was born, this Gazer, and he was Gemalit. And because he was Gemalit, he'll have the schus to Eretz Yisrael. When Kar'ihu Berekanya Mikula, when Eretz Yisrael is desolate and empty, then Yishmol will get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, because his bris mila is also Berekanya Mikul. K'moy d'gzeirid l'hoim Berekanya. V'inun ya'akfen li'Yisrael la'asovel d'chtayu, they'll prevent Yidin going back to their place, ad yishtalem ahuzin ahuzkusa d'bnei Yishmol. And Chazal, the Zohar says there, ein l'cha golus kosher ki Yishmol. And the Zohar says that Yishmol is bedargas nochosh. Nochosh is gimachi Mashiach. They're the ones who are going to hold up, whatever. And as you find the Baal Turim, the end of the Pasha, how did the Pasha end? Baal, Pnei, Kol, Ochiv, Nofal, Ech Nofal, V'samach Lev, Eil, Tzol, Yitzchak. When does Mashiach come? Says that the Baal Turim, the Rishonim, the Rekeach, and others, when Yishmol falls, that will be Mashiach. Therefore, the Mashiach says, Bayis HaShlishi is Gimatria 1067, which is Gimatria Lo Yirash Ben Ha'ama HaZois, which also Hashem Melech Eilun Vod of the Goyim Eartza is Gimatria Yishmol Ben Avram. So I thought to myself, just like the Bris is Berei Kanya Mikol, and Bris is connected to Tshuva, Kiyadua, the Tshuva of Yishmol is Berei Kanya Mikol. It was empty. Where did I pick this up from? This is Egen Avort. The famous drasha that Rav Meir Shapiro once gave. It's printed in the Chelek Beis Vim Ridas. And Krakodmai, like hundreds of years before, in the Birka Shmuel, for Shmuel Koidnover. Mary de Gavort. The famous Gemara, you all know the Gemara in Zvochim Das Samach Beis. The Gemara says that Bnei Achse the Reb Tarfon was sitting before him, and he came to the Pasuk, and the Pasuk, right, they were sitting before him, Vayikach Avram Isha Ushma, says in the Pasuk Ketur. He read it, Reb Tarfon read it as Ushma Yoichni. So these kids wake up, Yoichni, it says Ketur. Vikori Alei, he called it, whatever, Bnei Ketur. Building Gemaras. He's the Saras. Pasuk says Keturah, right? Understand? If your sefer wrote of Rav Yisrael Shmo Yochni, I'm sorry to tell you, your sefer Torah is possible. Hello, Reb Tarfon is reading it Yochni, and when they seem to correct him, he says calls him Bnei Keturah. What was Tutzichdo? So the Meir Shapira already the Shul never. They based on a Gemara in Soita Dafu base. There was a Isha Almona who was a machshefa. And she was called Yoichni ben Bas Rativi. What did she do? When the Isha was Machshir Leledes, she went there and she put her hex or whatever, and she would Makasher the Vlad, it couldn't come out. Right? And then she would go as a Tzedekis and say, oh, maybe I'll go and be Mavakish Rachim and Ula Yerachim, whatever, the Koyach Maitilis, Yagansa Rebetz, Yagansa Perlishus, right? And then she would go and undo the Kishuf, the Chorim, and the baby would be born. Everyone thought Mamish. One day she had a schir yoyim by her, and she went and followed her, and she saw that she in the kitchen, the makashkish with this keli, right? Just like the vlad is makashkish b'mei imoi, and they saw us all kishuf, and the word got out, and they realized, so she was called yoichni. Gerade the chido brings the shot in the Pesach Inayim, and he says, the problem is, from the Gemara in Soita, l'chur is mashma, which Ladafka, whatever, we'll talk about it, that Yoichni was Mizman Amiroi, and Reb Tarfon is one of the Tanoim. So the Sforim explain, and so brings the son, the Kavayosher, right, from the Brick of Shmuel. And Rabbeinu Tzaddik says this, Chlor and Kavis, Yoichni was a classic name for the head of the Mechashrim in, by Bapari Melech Mitzrayim, the Gemara says, Menachos Tapayei, Yoichni was one of the names of the chief witchcraft. So what does Yoichni stand for in Chazal? Not just someone who's mechashiv. Someone who puts on his mamit ponim, as they like a tzaddik, right? Be'emes is alt kishuv, it's alt kuchas atum. Right? Yeah? So I thought to myself, yofa koyach ha-ben mi koyach ha-imo, right? Doch. So he says, that's medesh rabba. Ushmo ketura. What does ketura Rashi brings? Shenoye ma'aseh ha-kik teiris. So the Meir Shapira asked me, no, I'm sure Rashi, the same Rashi, said, Shechazra Gilule Beisavia, when she left the house of Avram, she's back to Avodah Zarah. Doesn't sound like a woman who's Noah Maseik Thurs. Hello? Says the Meir Shapira, says the Brick of Shmuel, they're both right. She put on a front, an imposter, Noah Maseik, Agansa Rebetzin, married Avram Avinu, in Kleinikite, right? Oh, but really, Chazur Legugul. That's what this 2 days in Chazal. Why was she called Keturah? Right? One appears Noah Maseh Keturah. The other says she was Makter Keturah Lavi Dzor. And they're both right. Lifnim, she's a Chaganta Tzedekis, and really at the same time. And Yishmael learned this Kunz. And now he said an Andrevor. Why was he called Avi Dzor Gilashel Mitzachek? By the way, in the 20th chapter, what did he play? How do you know he was Avi Dzor Bikiva? He went and he built bomis, like altars, mizbeches, right? And he brought up what? Chagav. Hello? Grasshoppers. Which Michigan brings up grasshoppers for Avodah Zarah? You ever had any korbanos in any religion? You bring up grasshoppers as an Avodah Zarah? Now, the Meforshim al Asar in Medrash, huh? The Itz Yosef, etc. What's Pshat? At the Chatzadik Yishmael ben Avram and Kleinikait, right? He can't bring up a bull. That bull is like, 3 tons, right? So what did he do? He brought up Chagovim. He's a little kid. Eshmilt. He's playing a game. When he tried to kill Yitzchak, Eshmilt. If he kills him, the game went a bit overboard. It's Alz Mitzachik. It's Alz Bluff. Right, and the Radal adds there in Medrash, because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Aleph, you're taka potter from Akrovus Chagovim, because it's not Einig Derashita. So he puts out a frumma face also, like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But Sora Aimenu understood human nature, and she understood he's only doing this because Hashem tzuch, to bring up a mamish avodah zara. Because what will Avram say? What will all the people, before Hesi, all people say? And therefore, but that's Yishmol. That's what he learned from what his mother. The Rambam lived amongst the Muslims in Egypt, right? He says, "Anachnu beidenu suivlim shibudam uchzav vehem v'shikroyusom." We suffer from the lies of Yishmol. This goof is a derech of Hoger, Stroker, son Yishmol, al sheker. If you have anything about Christianity, I don't know, Zoroastrianism, everything about the Zohar, finish, Gemara. Islam claims, we don't believe in this. We believe in Yichud Hashem, we're monotheists. We believe in peace and justice. If you know the truth about whatever, it's Al, you know, the rock over there they have, which is a meteorite, which is a form of Vaidazora, it's Al's Koyach HaKishuf and Koyach HaVaidazora, it's Al's Tumah. Therefore, when they say, we're peace, and you don't gotta, if you ever hear the news, I don't know if you hear the news, but without batting an eyelash, they can tell you one day Azoi, one day, Saudi Arabia, one day Azoi, one day, if I care, one day, I didn't steal, you owed it to me, 100 different reasons, easily, I killed the guy, I didn't kill the guy, he killed himself, 100 different shkorim, but the Azus Ponim of the Sheker, without batting an eyelash, is moir, you're gonna ganz well, that's your small. Huh? So I want to just finish off. I'm really divorced. Listen. I got a paskin lalocha that Yishmol didn't do. Who? So that's Yochni. That's why he was called. Oh. That's why he was called Yochni. B'nei Keturah Avikaram Shehida Ushma Yochni. This Keturah also was like Yochni. The Rosh HaMachashvim was maimed ponim like a tzaddikit. So when they said, but it says Keturah, no Hamasek, there is. He said, look at B'nei Keturah. What's come to Haris from Yishmol? From B'nei Keturah. Come to Sadiqim, people learning Bikivagers. Come to Rishoyim, Ole Kader, the Rav Chaim Vital says. That's what David HaMelech says. Ani Sholim v'chiyad Abraham al-Melchoma. We're all into peace. We're all into... You can trust in... And I've got to figure it out. Tell you... Okay, right. Let me just finish off. The Gemara said, the Gemara said, Yevam is Tafsamach Aleph. Right? A person has a business to have children. How many children? Beshame says, Tuzchor. Basil says, Zohar in the cave. Beisham, why Zohar in the cave? Eilat told us by him, with Abish made what? Zohar in the cave, bar. Zohar in the cave. Why does Rabbi Shammai say, Tuzchorim? Like Moshe. Moshe had two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. Alright? Yeah? And then it was Pirish and Isha, Zachariah, you ate the Pirish Vivia with what? Tuzchorim. I'm not going into all the whole Sugi, Machlokas, Bavli, and Yerushalmi, and so on. We paskin, generally, all the Meforshim, the Asher Shankiv, and the Karen Leira, all the, we paskin, Beis Shammai is dafka to Schorim, and Beis Hillel is dafka Zohar in the Kiv. Oy bazoi, the Gemara in Yuma, if I'm not mistaken, says, the Kiyam Avram Avinu, Kolotei Rekula, actually, right? I have a problem. How is Avram Mekayin, the Mitzvah Peri Verivya? Oh, wait. So how did we dash? How did Chazal dash in Vavshem Berech Avram Bakol? Yes, Amrim. He had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. Yes, Amrim. No, Bakol was a thing that the Avish was Mavasar in Bakol, that you, everything, Yishmol will do Shuvah. Mamet Pelige, it was leaked up. The one who holds Bakol, Bas Hoyolo, holds like Beis Hillel. So he had a Zohar called Yitzchok, he had a daughter called Bakol, Shapir, we pass him like Beis Hillel, he was Mekai Ber Rivia. Hello? But, right? Hello? If you hold that, what about Yishmol? Maybe it's trapped by Kol is because he had a Yishmol did Tshuva. Is the Charaya that Beis Hillel held that Yishmol didn't do Tshuva? And if he didn't do Tshuva, it's a Harosha. If he's a Harosha, he's not called Zera Avram Avinu. This is my statement for him, right? He's not called Zera Avram. He's not called Zera Avram, so Avram couldn't have been Mekayim. Afilu Aliba de Beshamai with a Harosha. Mashenke Beshamayu says Tuzchorim, right? So you don't, there was no Bas, no Bakol, no such person ever existed. So how was he Mekayim Pir Viv? Hashem Elam. It must be that Bakol is what Yishmol de Tshuva. Is he Mekayim like the teacher Beshamay? The fact that name Antera with Tuzchor. One second. Yeah. So Mekayim. So likum toiv is that this is the machlokes b'shamay mezil. How do we paskin b'shamay mezil? Ain't a mishnah. Kum toiv we paskin lalacha that Ishmael didn't do tshuva, and therefore his kindleach have no the pera adam and his zera certainly have no schusim, and therefore by the way, one more part. You remember the Gemara in Saita that Amram was poirish from Yecheved, right? And what did his daughter Miriam come and say? Father, your gezeira is worse than Paris gezeira. Why is it worse than Paris? The Al-Sheikh says, why did Paris was gozer al-Shchorim? He left in the cave his live. Because Paris passed him like Beis Shammai, the period of is too Shchorim. Like it sink all the Jewish Shchorim into the cave don't matter, because you're not cutting period anyway. Gemara. But your moral is Chayeim, said the Al-Sheikh, Chayeim is Ruchnius, and Shom, not to do mitzvahs. Oy bazo, he didn't care about the cave, the Iker is the Shchorim. Amram was Pirish from the Isha. I, what he did with the first mitzvah of the Torah, period of you. He had a daughter called Miriam, and he had a son called Aaron. In the Chayim, Keshita, so Amram held like whom? Bishama. Miriam, who's like Bishilmet. Miriam was arguing with the father. She held like what? Bishama. With a Zachar in the cave, and Amakayim. You have to have another Zachar. So she said, one more word. If you hold that Yishmael was Chayzer B'tshuva, Kumt is Yishmael is from Zera Avram. Kumt is there was a Gzera v'avoldum v'inu oisom arba meyashon. Right? But Moshe Taina by the SNES says the Medrash, we eaten only were there for 210 years. Like half of the time, 50% we got off. Where did you get a bargain price? Where did clearance sale? How did you get off of 50%? We're the only people of B'nai Avram. There's a Yishmael, there's an Esav. Remember it says, in Parshas Chukas, when they went past whatever, so Moshe sent the message. Because we're all the sons of Avram, so 50-50. We gotta share the burden. We took 200 years. Now you go. You guys go into Golos. Otherwise, why? Call it, right? So, Oy Bazoi, right? One of the answers, how did Eden go out before the Zman, right? Chishav HaZaketz, it's going to ask an extra half, let the Yishmaelim do, and goes, right? But that only makes sense if what? If Yishmael goes there, Avram, because he's a tshuva. Hello? Oy bazoi, para yegahaltin, that what? Again, para yegahaltin, like ishitas vishamay. You only mekayim pirivirivya with two schorim. So how did the save Hashem Berech Zerom HaKol? He did all mitzvahs, kiyam HaRokin, it must be with the two schorim. Ah, Yishmol, Ezcharai, Yishmol must have what? Done tshuva. Oh, but if Yishmol did tshuva, then he didn't have the right to get out half the time. Because Yishmol has to also carry the burden. Says Miriam to her father Amram, "Abridi halsuch v'bishbeis hil." And if you hold like Kagurd is much v'sayim yishur, you hold like Beis Hil the Charaya Zachar Nekeva is a Charaya that what you don't hold that Yishmael you hold that what Yishmael didn't do true. If you didn't do true, you're putting us in Golos for 400 years in this bitter Golos. It's because they rosh kosher mishal paroi. It's murdered. Ed Anachsel Yenenu. I wanted to start this off. Had the tshuva ben Noyach and tshuva. All the Eichas and Lemoyah. But the Iker we have to know is that Yishmael didn't do tshuva. And I thought to myself, when the Yidin are suffering today from Yishmael, so Chazal say, why is he called Yishmael? Not Al Shem, whatever. If it was just because the Abrister heard the voice of Hagar in the whatever, he should have been called Shmael. Yishmael is pshat that the Abishtu will hear nakas of Am Yisrael from the tzoras of Yishmael b'seif hayom, and that maybe that's why Tanoyim Akdoshim are called Yishmael. After the name, that's a pshat, it was given by the Abishtu. It was given because the Abishtu heard the tzoras of Kal Yisrael, and through the koyach of tefillah, nivashaya, bebehei Rav Yamin. Thank you.